Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. It's going to snap their 11-game conference.
That's how you get better. Everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is up, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back on top. The unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Wednesday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Billy Williford, Intern Will, a full house, getting your day started, and getting your day started right.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday was,
I remember it.
I mean, it's starting, Houston. I don't know if you noticed yesterday, there was no real sports on. Like,
yes, I did notice.
Like,
I thought I had Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. It's tonight.
That's tomorrow. Yeah, that's. Well, yesterday was tomorrow, which means it's tonight. I guess. I don't know. I thought we could maybe call this a beatdown Wednesday edition of the program. Like,
oh,
meaning like in a good way. Like, we're gonna beat down Georgia State. You know, like we're the ones doing the beating down. I don't know, because the only thing on yesterday was the Women's World Cup.
But boy, was it on.
13-0. You know, people were saying that's like winning 100-0 in basketball.
They're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got some thoughts on that. But clearly, women's national team, they're here for that work. They're here to win this whole damn tournament.
I mean, we've got the U.S. Open starting tomorrow.
That's true.
We've got the NBA Finals moving along. That's, what, Thursday, Sunday, if necessary. But last night was just like a big hole in the sports calendar. I mean, I guess you could watch Major League Baseball if you wanted to. But.
Yeah, I guess you could if you wanted to. I didn't want to, so I didn't.
And, you know, still a lot of fallout from the Kevin Durant stuff. Is he? I thought he was having the MRI yesterday, and we'd like, no.
He did. He had to fly to New York, apparently, to get it done. The official results will be known later today.
They don't have an MRI machine where he's at?
I would say they probably do.
I mean, I would think so. They are a professional basketball organization.
They are. But I guess maybe the experts are in New York. If you're Kevin Durant, do you want those doctors doing another?
Maybe he should have flown to New York before he played in Game 5.
Well, yeah. Might, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll learn today. I mean, I don't think there's really much doubt at this point that it's a ruptured Achilles, but I guess we'll wait and see, you know, officially.
Yeah. That's a good point by you, though. I don't know that I'd want the same. You know, I might want to have my own specialist at this point. It's just a good life lesson. Always get a second opinion. That's You should always do that with anything, you know, major.
My guess is he probably did. I mean, there were multiple doctors there.
It's true.
Maybe that is his personal doctor that he moved to New York because he thought he was going to be a Nick next season.
Oh, I see what you did there. I mean, he's just already. Yep. KD, already got the lease. I'm gonna go early. Is that cool? Yeah, man. I'm probably not even going to play in these finals. Maybe a game or two or three. So, yeah, go on ahead. I'll fly up there if I need you for anything. Well?
Yeah, so we'll learn later.
Yeah, tomorrow's game six. Back.
We really
Oracle.
Need this thing to go seven just to give us some more sports.
Game seven, the NBA Finals would be, I mean, during the year of this year, I don't think anybody thought, no matter who the Eastern team was going to be, that there'd be a game seven.
Yeah, but I mean, no one probably thought that the Warriors would be this injured. Because they're injured bad. But yeah, we'll get the answer on KD later today. Obviously, it seems sure as you know what that he's not going to play anymore for the next year. But I guess it's possible it comes back that it's just a really, 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 really bad strain. Maybe. But most likely ruptured Achilles. KD here, out. And then we have to trudge through the offseason of what happens with him. But the Warriors do have a chance to even this series 3 games apiece tomorrow night, Oracle Arena. They're back. A lot of people said after the last game that would be the last time they played in Oracle.
They did.
Paul Pierce.
That was a hot take.
Paul Pierce took a selfie from the TNT stage and said, this is the last time I'll ever be in this building. Because obviously the Warriors are getting a new arena.
Yep.
Oracle, no more.
Oops.
Well, they're back for at least one more.
Tonight's
but
game,
this will definitely be the last one tomorrow night.
Yeah,
obviously.
This will do it. Everybody will know. It's better that way, right? Like when somebody's retiring or something like that, it's better just to know
better just
when the
to
final
know, yeah,
game,
I agree.
Final event is going to happen somewhere or with somebody. You can really take it in one last time. You know, when Jordan pushed off and just made that jumper, you just knew. It was nice. You just hold the pose. Game seven tonight, though. You thought it was last night, but it's tonight.
Yeah, I know I said that.
Blues, Bruins.
I mean, I'm not like dying to watch it, but at least it'll be something on.
I think I can almost watch anything when the stakes are super high. Like I can almost give anything a chance when you know they're really playing for something. I don't know. Have you found yourself like me hating the Bruins through this whole thing?
Haven't watched a second of it.
None?
No.
Not any?
Mm-mm. I mean, I'm not for the Bruins at all. Sorry. I rooting for Boston in anything.
Yeah.
Except Big Poppy's recovery now. Really tough to do. St. Louis never won one before. Had never made it before. I wouldn't mind seeing St. Louis win it, but are they in Boston
today? No, they made it. They've made it.
They've made
lot.
It before?
They just, like, two or three times. They just got swept every single time.
Okay, that was it. They had made it, but never won
never
a game.
Never won a game.
Okay.
Yeah, in the
final. Well, now we got, is it in Boston tonight?
It's in Boston.
It is in Boston, but they've won 2 games in Boston this series. Okay.
Yeah, home ice doesn't matter in this one. Yeah, St. Louis is really, I don't know, it's kind of boring. I mean, it's just St. Louis. It's like there's no, you know, whatever.
Oh, man, I didn't know we were going to hate on St. Louis.
So
that's where you want to take this, is St. Louis stinks? I mean, I don't disagree. I've been to St. Louis. Not that great. They got the arch. It looks pretty cool.
I went to a great Mexican restaurant there. It was really good.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's neat.
They won a bunch of awards and stuff. It's incredible.
Thank you for
yeah.
That.
If you're going anytime soon, you let
go,
me know.
Go to the Mexican restaurant in St. Louis.
Yeah, if you're going, I'll
remember the name of it?
I'll get the name for you. No, I don't remember.
It's a dynamite drop in there, Hodges.
Check, I guess.
Probably not going to happen.
But, you know, it's St. Louis. I don't have a, like, oh, yeah, love St. Louis. But just Boston's so annoying. Did you see the last time St. Louis won? Like, there were so many fights by Boston fans with other Boston fans.
Well, they got the game kind of stolen from them, so I'd be mad, too. Be mad enough to fight you if I had been sitting next to you when Gaffney dropped that pass.
I still don't think you'd have done it, though. I mean,
no,
I was,
I'd have beat your ass right
I
there.
I was in that end zone sitting beside a buddy. We didn't start brawling.
You weren't sitting by me. I was sitting by my dad. I wasn't going to fight him. But I would have beat your ass if you'd have tried to start some stuff.
Well, I wouldn't have. We'd have been.
But you might have, and that's what happened in Boston. Direction. Well, I don't know.
I remember going down the strip that night. It was everybody was still yelling.
That's what you're making my point, man. The people fight when things go bad.
There was no vol on vol crime though. People were yelling at Florida people.
If you polled the 107,000 people that were in that stadium, I dare say there were at least two vol fans that fought each other after that one.
That's true.
Someone throws a cup, it hits another Tennessee fan in the back of the head. Words get exchanged, and so do fists. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
Cell phone cameras weren't as prevalent back in the day.
No. I'd fight you, though. Like, I bet there's some Thailand fans fighting each other this morning.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really, really beat down.
Everybody's trying to fight the United States now.
We're just too good.
Yeah.
You didn't like it? Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
Intercam was out here
watching it.
I was keeping up with it. I wasn't glued to it. I had a lot to do yesterday, but... I didn't love it. I don't have a problem with the scoring. The scoring is fine. You're out there to do a job. Do the job. I'm not asking you to sit on the ball, okay? But the over-the-top celebrations when you're clearly just so much better than this poor Thailand team. Again, they could score 100 if you can't. But the sliding celebrations and the this and the that, I don't know. Felt like you're going up against a middle school team and rubbing it in their faces. I get it. It's the World Cup. I understand. That was a Thailand team that had no business at all in this tournament. First time they'd ever been. They're just happy to be there.
Yeah.
They're obviously terrible. I mean, there was a breakdown of the attacking passes in a graphic, and the United States was just – you couldn't even see the field. There were so many pass marks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed Thailand, and there were seven dots with a slash for the attacking pass they had. They could not possess the ball. We scored, was it 5 goals in 6 minutes? Or it might have been 5 goals in 4 minutes or something. It just felt like you broke them, and then you kept breaking them. And then you started, like, celebrating as you scored more and more and more. And it just felt like, you know what? We're better than that. Obviously, you're the best team. Score all you want. It just felt like we were a little too demonstrative after the scoring. And I don't mind celebration. But it kind of felt like, maybe start using this more as a tune-up instead of a chance to run around and slide and, I don't know, high-five and all that. Because you're celebrating a goal against a junk team. That was my only issue. I don't have a problem with you scoring them, but every goal they were acting like they won the World Cup. Like Rapinoe gets in, I believe it was her, and then does this like weird twirling pirouette and then slides and then does like this knee shake. And it's like, what are you doing? What? You're up 12-0. This is not a meaningful goal. It was just a celebration. People who wanted them to take their foot off the gas, I don't like that. Because they were subbing. They were getting people into the game. And you only have so many subs in soccer, right? I mean, you only get three total. Yeah.
Three total.
I can't remember if it was different in the World Cup
or not. There's no swapping out. And once you're out, you're out.
I mean, no, Alex Morgan scored 5 goals. And at one point when she had 4, she did the 1, 2, 3, 4. And she was counting them after she scored. And then she puts in 5.
I'm about to go watch this.
It's a big deal, right? I mean, you scored 5 goals in a World Cup. It's never been done before. She broke the record. Just like the whole team broke the record of 13 in a single game. Never been done in a World Cup before. So there was history to be made. I'm not saying it's nothing to be proud of. I'm saying the way they celebrated was kind of classless. Like, all I could think of, as I'm proud of these girls for scoring all of these goals, I am ecstatic that these women are punching ones into the back of the net for the red, white, and blue. Ecstatic. Once I saw the celebration videos, I was just kind of like, It just didn't sit right. The point total, great. The celebration style, the choice. If you didn't have a target on your back before, which they did, it's even bigger now because now everyone's just going to hate you. Probably going to get some rough play the rest of the way. People are going to try to shut the United States up, which is fine. Hey, good teams taunt. Good teams celebrate. Good teams have a lot of fun. They have some swagger. But it almost felt like they didn't expect it to go that easy. Mm. And so they kind of oversold the celebration, which, I don't know, it felt like a forced celebration for something that really didn't deserve that much celebrate. Like, once you get up 7-0, like, you don't really need to celebrate the rest of the goals. Like, just put them in the net and walk away.
Yeah, I mean, you can high-five each other or whatever, but yeah, let's
and,
not, like...
And I'm not saying, like, work on some new stuff. Work on some new attacks. Work on your set pieces. Work on your corner kicks, because you got a bunch of them. I'm all for that. Don't stop doing what you do.
But maybe save the choreographed moves for bigger moments during the tournament, right? I mean, are they going to recycle some of those? Like, was that what it was?
I don't know. I hope that wasn't the best stuff. Like, whatever.
Because, you know, you can do in the NFL.
Whatever Rapinoe did after her, like, don't pull that one back out. Like, that's not a good sign.
Maybe they're just trying new material for later. Canada was not impressed, Houston.
Terrell has just called me play the game the right way guy. Says, damn, I didn't expect. Nice, score all you want, but be better at the celebration. That's all. Now, if that had been the championship game, yeah, celebrate all you want. You beat Thailand in the first round.
The Canadians.
Act like you've been there before.
The Canadians on TSN.
Oh, they killed us.
Classless behavior.
They killed us.
They called it.
Just the celebration. Well, I don't know. Some of them might have said, oh, they should have stopped scoring. Nah, I disagree with that, but.
Is this a problem with the actual event itself?
It's possible for this to happen? Yeah, it kind of is. I think it just shows that maybe this should be a smaller tournament.
Like, it's already smaller, though.
A lot smaller.
It has less groups.
Thailand. Like, the fact that they beat teams to get in is terrifying. Like, there are teams that Thailand beat. And I get it. We're the best in the world. Have been for a while at women's soccer. Soccer.
I mean, we don't, like, win every time, though. Like, I mean, we've been
not,
better
not
you know, recently. But
we won the last time.
You're right.
Beat Japan. Did we win the time before that? Are we back-to-back World Cup champs?
I think we've won three. A couple other countries have won two. And somebody like Norway's won one. Something like that. There haven't been that many. I mean, they're only every 4 years.
Right.
I'm always shocked even when the Men's World Cup rolls around how few amounts of things there are. Because it's every, you know, 4 years. So used to stats
being. Well,
yeah,
it's funny. It's that people were rolling out this like the days that have passed since stats. And I'm just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that it does.
Like, oh, the women's national team has now scored more goals in the World Cup than the men have in the last 7,960. It's like, what? This is a dumb number. Leave with this stuff.
There's only been a women's World Cup since 91.
Okay. But I was asking if we've won the last two.
This is the eighth. No, we didn't win.
We won 4 years ago against Japan. And who won before that? What was the other one we won when Brandi Chastain did the shirt off thing after? Like, that was a good celebration.
Was that like 99?
That's how you celebrate. You win the whole thing, and you do the power slide and take the jersey off. That was a great celebration. Yesterday, some of the things they did after those goals, not great celebrations. I'm all for celebrating, but probably need to be better at it. Maybe that's it. Maybe you're right. Maybe after the first four or five goals, they're like, oh, dang, we've wasted all of our celebrations. Just make it up as you go. Mm. Felt like ad-lib celebrating. Felt like they didn't expect to be there.
The U.S. won in 91, the first one. They won in 99, which was the third one. And they won in 2015. Which was, you know, obviously the last one. Germany's won two. Japan's won one, and Norway has won one. That's it.
Buckethead tweets in, says, Thailand versus United States yesterday was basically Bama versus UTC. Like, do we want, if Tennessee rolls up 70 against Georgia State, do we want our guys getting celebration penalties in the fourth quarter when they tack on touchdown number 10? I don't. Just put the ball over there, walk to the sideline, get ready for BYU.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It's similar, too, because it's the first match. I mean, it doesn't matter. Once you, like, the U.S. is not going to be on the edge of going out of the tournament at the end of the group stage because of goal differential or anything.
Well,
like,
that's what some people were saying. Like, oh, we're goal differential. We need to build as many as we can. And, again, I'm not against the scoring. I don't care about the number. It was the way you went about post-goal celebration. I have no problem with just being better than another team, playing the game the way you normally play it, and just pumping shots into the net. That's fine. But they have now squarely put the target on their back, and maybe that's good.
Apparently, those Canadians that said it was Thailand's first ever appearance were just wrong. Thailand was in the 2015 World Cup. They even finished, this says they finished 17th, they even won a match in Canada.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That makes it a little worse, actually, I think. I mean, worse. It says more. It makes the story of the sport worse, in my opinion. If you, you know, have a team that's been to multiple events and they're 13 goals separate. I mean, there's only 24 teams. Like,
this. I mean, this is a dream team for us, though. Like, this is probably the best collection of women's soccer talent ever assembled.
It's not nearly as dominant on a world stage, though, as like the the dream team in the Olympics in men's basketball.
Did the dream team win a game 130-0?
That's what I'm saying. I think the weakest team in that Olympics that they would have played would have been a lot better than Thailand.
I don't. You're making a point that doesn't
matter.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that like our team is probably as good as any team that's ever taken the field, so that's fine. Okay. The opponent doesn't really matter. I am saying, period, that this team is stacked.
Sure.
Like, we have people playing in positions that just don't make sense. Like, some of the best attackers in the world are playing, like, back for us. Because our two front attackers are just better. Like, Alex Morgan yesterday was unconscious. 5 goals. Which is funny, because if you watched their last match, the tune-up game against... Oh, I can't remember. She was not good. She was kind of bad. She missed like 3-point blank shots. Just could not get her footing. It looked bad. Yesterday, she couldn't miss. It's like throwing a beach ball in the ocean. She was just pew, 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 pew. She's lights out. Just saying they're good. That's all. It was Rapinoe that had that weird celebration.
Mm.
Have you seen it?
No. I'll have to check that out during the
break. So it was a great goal. Sliding goal on the... On the input.
What score is it now?
9-0. And then this with the spins. And then what is that? Like, what is that? She did like the little kid. You know when you put your hand on your armpit and you do the squeeze and it makes the fart sound. She did that with her knee.
With the third leg.
After
yeah.
a slide in front of her own bench. Like, that's not a good celebration. That's not a good celebration. I didn't mind the flying airplane spin. Okay, that's fine. Go back to midfield. Get ready for the kickoff. But that I don't know what that is. I don't get it. Your teammates loved it. Congrats on the sub goal, I guess. We need to move on. We need to not like the show. We can still talk about it, but they need to move on. Focus. Like, they need to Bill Belichick this thing.
Yeah, you can't allow this to be a distraction.
We're on to whoever now. And it should have been the mindset once they got up 5-0.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back and move on. Maybe. I don't know. You can weigh in at Fox Sports Knox. You want to tweet us your thoughts. So Terrell said you're the play the game the right way guy this morning. I'm with you, though. I think you'd be consistent. We'll come back and chew on it maybe
parallels. Do play the game the right way. It's once the game is in a pause and they've scored a goal against Thailand, who is terrible. This is like the kid who dunks on his, or the dad who dunks on his kid and then like talks bleep about it. It's like, what are you doing? He's a little kid. He's a little baby. Come on. Go, like, help him out. Maybe teach him the game. They should have started teaching Thailand how to play the game.
Okay, now you've jumped the shark.
Oh.
Dream. How can I explain?
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Clay Travis tweeted, Canadians, the people who cheer Kevin Durant's injury, call American women classless and disgraceful for celebrating their goals against Thailand. Are we building the wall the wrong way? Defend your people. And he takes a shot at Rachel Bonetta.
Well, the crying by the Canadians on the post-game show makes me rethink this a little bit.
Well, I think they're over the top with
being polite.
With this whole classless and disgraceful thing. Like it doesn't have to be. You don't have to go all the way one way or the other. You can say, like, I just watched.
I'm not even on the it was classless and disgraceful. It was just kind of embarrassing. Does that make, like, I'm not mad because they rubbed it in Thailand's face. I'm mad because it was just like they're so much better than Thailand.
Yeah.
They just didn't need to, like, if that had been 13-0 in the final against Japan or Sweden or whatever, like, yeah, of course, whatever. Like, I don't even care what the celebrations look like. This was not a fair fight. This is like shooting a guy with a knife and then celebrating like you did something. Like, no, you just pulled out a gun and you shot it. Like, you didn't win the fight. You just had better weapons.
I just know.
Maybe they don't celebrate that. It just feels weird, that's all.
But, I mean, you can have an opinion and not have to, like, go all the way to some extreme edge. Like, I can say, my opinion is, yeah, they went over the top with these celebrations. But I also can say, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, I'm not free. Like, these Canadian commentators, like, freaking out about it. Like, it's not. I would say cheering Kevin Durant's injury, you know, is, like, a whole lot worse, in my opinion, than over-celebrating some goals. But even yesterday, we said we thought a lot of people were going kind of crazy on that side of things. Like, I mean, if you're, you know, anyway.
What if they knew they were that good, they know they're that good, and they can run the table on any team in the tournament 8-0, 10-0. So they're showing out like this to get some competition the rest of the way.
Well, I'll tell you what, the 13-0 line is going to put a lot more eyeballs on the next game. Because now people are going to tune in because they just, I mean, especially in America, like if we're going to watch our team, we like them to be good. But scoring that many goals in soccer, super, super rare. It's an exciting team to watch.
Well, isn't this what the women wanted? Like, they want equal pay. They want equal, you know, I mean, they're.
I don't know how this gets them equal pay, but now more people will watch at least. So
more
maybe,
people watch,
maybe they'll
more
get
more eyeballs. More, I mean, it's.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
That's what people who.
I don't think that'll ultimately get them equal pay, but it might get them some more, I don't know, corporate deals or something.
All publicity,
maybe,
good publicity.
No, I don't disagree.
We're talking about this a whole lot
ask
more.
Ask Thailand today if all publicity is good publicity. Because I would say in Thailand, they're like, damn, quit showing these highlights. Like, I love Taste of Thai. I'm afraid to go in there now.
Oh, no.
What if they don't like me? I have to order it to go and show up in a hat and glasses to get my food. I mean, we live with these people. Can't be embarrassing them like that.
I mean,
again, not the number, just the dancing and the leg fart thing. Like, what the hell are you doing, Rapinoe? She has scored like infinity goals on a big stage. It was weird. It was a great goal. It was a nice, like I said, it was a sliding kick on a through ball. It was a fantastic goal. But you know.
The U.S.'s next match is Sunday at noon against Chile.
Chile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, and
then Sweden's the
Chile.
Other team
Chile is going to be. They're going to have the ears perked up for that one. Mm. But I mean, I'm going to be watching. Definitely. What time?
Noon Sunday.
Oh.
Rapinoe is 33 years old. This could be her last World Cup.
Get those celebrations in while you can.
No, I mean it will be her last World Cup. All right. Get the celebrations in when you can, if you say so.
No, I feel like even I've been watching matches that are 3-4-5-0 late, and like in injury time, both teams just kind of pass the ball around and get out of there. I mean, I don't want to get hurt. Like, that's what we would say if Tennessee was scoring 88 points against Georgia State, right? And Juwan Jennings is still catching touchdown passes. We'd be freaking out.
Yes.
Like, get him out of the game. Run the football. What are you doing, Jeremy Pruitt? I know soccer, the injury rate's not quite as crazy.
And
but this is a truncated tournament.
And you can't sub. So
fitness levels. I mean, come on.
Well, that's what I'm
Take
worried
your foot
about.
Take off the gas. Play for the next one.
There's a point there.
If they end up gas tired and losing the semis, I'm pointing back to this match.
Me too.
Maybe it's not so much about the celebration.
What if she got a bad strawberry on that slide and wasn't as fast the next time?
Carly Lloyd scoring in the 93rd minute.
93rd minute? Like
3 minutes of stoppage time, and we're just pumping them in. They scored how many goals after the 80th minute?
Why was there stoppage time? Like, officials, what the hell? Get these people out of there.
Hey, they're graded, man. They got to keep it right.
I guess. Seems like in these moments, it's like, like, are you hoping that Thailand, like, poops one in
Who
there?
Who was the worst team on Tennessee's basketball schedule this past year? There was Lenoir Ryan, I guess. That's a good example. That's the first game. It only kind of half counted, right? This would be like Admiral Schofield shooting 3 straight NBA threes on the final possession of the final 3 possessions of that game with Tennessee up 80.
Yeah, it's a little different than when he dunks it after the buzzer against Kentucky,
right?
Like, that's like, that's what we want.
That'd be like scoring
want.
The goal to go up 6-1 against, like the Japan, like you said. Like, we, this is
We routed a really good team. This was not that. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, wouldn't people call out basketball players if they were shooting threes at the buzzer in a game that you won by a historic margin?
Mm-hmm.
What's the largest NBA regular season margin of all time? If a team was up by that many points and a star player that was still in the game took a 3 at the buzzer and drained it and then, celebrated like crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what?
The question now does become fitness level.
Because I like celebrations. I'm all on the bat flipping, Major League Baseball, like they're controversy over all that stuff. The unwritten rules of baseball are stupid. I'm on that side of the fence
When do you – those guys aren't bat flipping, though, when they're up 17-0.
Playing a little league team.
Right.
Hell,
even if they're playing a major league – I mean, Auburn in the first inning against North Carolina hung 13. That's a little different. You're in the College World Series. North Carolina's damn good. Thailand's not good. They're just not good. Like, congrats. You got a really good draw. You pumped in 13 – On to the next one. But congrats to them. And a lot more people are going to watch now. So they, but I think the number would have done that anyway. Again, I have no problem with the number. I have no problem playing to the whistle. I have no problem with an elite team running their stuff for the duration of the game. I have a problem with terrible celebrations when you're just way better than the other team.
Sean asked if Katie's injury hadn't been that bad, would we feel the same way about them kind of cheering the injury?
Like if he just rolled his ankle?
Well, yeah, did it make it worse looking back at it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think so,
because everyone probably just thought, he re-strained the calf.
Right.
He'll be fine in the long run, but he might not be able to play tonight. This is really good news. Had it immediately been announced, he probably just ruptured his Achilles. I don't think as many people cheer. So, yes, it's way worse retroactively looking back because of the severity of the injury. 100%. 110%.
Well, this will be great for our reputation as a country. You know, we're already the fat tourists that come into their,
That, too. Like, I was maybe other people don't think about that, or maybe other people don't care. But I was like, man, if people didn't hate America before, they sure do now. And I don't think it was the number. I think it was the celebration. I think it was I don't know if I want to call it classless. It felt immature. How's that? Immature.
Yeah.
I think they're classy ladies. I just felt like they got a little immature. They got a little caught up in the moment. They got swept up in their own success.
Maybe that's it.
Hope it doesn't come back to bite them.
We'll come back. Final segment, hour number one of the program. Stick with us right here. It's a Wednesday edition of 3 and Out. Billy's asked the question of the day.
The answer is yes.
No, you're just going. I didn't get to ask the question.
Well, no one knows what my answer is too, so it's still a fun question.
Billy put this into our show topic thread. Could the radio station here and our personnel beat Thailand?
Yes. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. 100%.
Who's the goalie?
Intern Will's the goalie.
Yep.
He's tall and long.
I don't know. I think we could hang with him for a half, and then I think we'd all get real tired.
Well, that's
the fitness level.
That's my problem.
Could we get up 13-0 before allowing them to outwork us and come back?
I actually played in the league not that long ago, and the issue is that it's like I need to be the old guy that like used to have it back in the day and subs in about the 86th minute when you just got to have a goal. I got like two good runs in me. That's it. But I'll just sit over there and enjoy the celebrations as you guys rack up goals.
I'll be the person in the I'd go pick the ball out of the net and drop it at the half line. Let's do it again.
Warming up on the sideline, you know.
With the little a penny on.
Right, yeah. Join in the celebrations. I think Billy's fast. He's in shape.
I think we'd have a chance.
He can play midfield.
I think we could run with him for a little bit. Then I think we'd get tired. Like, I think Billy's top-end speed, your top-end speed, I think we could compete for a little bit before we just completely gave out and lost our wind. And the lack of subs, ooh, that would hurt us. That would hurt us big time.
I think we'd have to try and get a goal or two early and then bunker in.
Just just complete 10 back. Just come on. It's like in FIFA, you know, you can press like forward and attack a little bit. You can kind of set your strategy. We would just be back, just pack it all in.
What is this formation that
they are building a wall, but it's not a free kick. They're all just team. They're all just in front of the goal. Will's tall though; he could get those.
It's the 6-4
in the corner.
We're running the 6-4-0 formation. Have you seen that Geico commercial where there's a walrus sitting in the hockey net and like takes up the whole?
I always wonder why that doesn't happen.
Like, yeah, why don't you get that biggest?
Why wouldn't you just get like a sumo wrestler to sit in front of the goal and just pin him down? Okay. But yeah, I think we'd have a shot.
What do you think the fitness would get to us?
Yeah, the fitness would be bad.
It would cause us
Some trouble. But early.
How long do we have to train for this? Are we just dropped in?
I think we're just dropped in. I think that's the rules.
Like we just have to go play them like tomorrow.
I'm confident I'm good for the whole game.
Oh man. Fit Billy Williford over here.
I don't know.
The whole game? We played 3-on-3 basketball, and I was gassed.
You're going to run a lot, but we could probably work it out to where some people could take 15 seconds and just kind of catch your breath. How hot is it? Where is this game played? Are we going to Thailand?
Road games are tough.
Neutral site? Is it a friendly? Or is something on the line? Nate, I think you brought up the best point. I think maybe we talk about equal pay, right? They're upset that they don't make as much money as the men's national team. I think they might have taken the prop bets on themselves. I think that's why they were celebrating so much.
Maybe that was it.
Alex Morgan's like, what kind of odds you give me to score 4 goals? Man, we'll give you 600-1. She drops, you know, a couple grand. Goal number 4 goes in. I'm celebrating too.
Counting them up.
So what's the over-under? Is it 4.5? What kind of odds would you give me on 10.5? Goal 11 goes in. Poof,
boom.
They're going crazy. All the bench players, they were in on it. They all pulled their money together.
There was a prop bet if she could score with her right foot, left foot, and head.
And she did it.
At 15-1. And she did it.
So she might have dropped a billy on that and made 15 grand.
There you go.
I'd be celebrating too if that's the case.
All right, Houston, if we're playing Thailand and we're up 13-0, are you still not celebrating?
No.
Oh, I am.
Act like you've been there.
We have it.
But you act like it. That's the key. Because it's a novelty. Like we're not really playing for anything except pride.
Steven says, I don't think the commentators are exaggerating. One of the more disgusting, goofy showings of sportsmanship in modern sports. Well, that Rapino celebration was, I mean, goofy might describe that very
goofy and absolutely immature.
If my kids were into soccer, I'd show them how not to act. If this were Brazil celebrating versus the USA men, the whole country would be livid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if the men make it and run up against
not looking good at the
run
moment.
Up against yeah, Brazil or Germany and we get beat 13-0 in Brazil, like Neymar's just running around taking his shirt off on the 12th goal, right? You've got I don't even know who's Germany's best player right now. They still got what was that guy's name? Rue? Is that nah, forget it. I forget. Ruse? Ruse. I knew it was man. Like if he's doing a knee fart up 12-0, like are we like, oh, those Germans, man, they're having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. No, we're not. We're like, ugh. Well, we're probably more embarrassed than ourselves.
Andy says Alex Morgan's going to Disney World to celebrate. Oh, wait. They may not let her back in.
Boop. Yeah, she. Yeah. Maybe they are just. How? I mean, they're mostly pretty young. Maybe they are just immature. Like, how old is Alex Morgan? 24?
29.
Oh, she's 29? Still young.
Yeah.
Still young. Could be worse. Good victory. But if something goes wrong moving forward, everyone is going to look back to this one. That's the problem. You've put the target out there.
Yeah.
You've kind of set yourself up for a lot of criticism if anything goes wrong. Like you better take care of Chile. You better win the whole tournament now, cuz if you don't, everyone's going to say this is karma. This is what you get. This is why you respect the game. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with that. You can respect the game and celebrate. But they didn't respect themselves. That's my biggest problem. This showed me a lack of self-belief. They didn't expect to do it. We are the United States of America.
I was reading about Alex Morgan at Disney World. got kicked out of Epcot.
She got a little toasted. You know, when you drink in the sun, it hits you faster.
Three on the boats, one on land, right?
What's three in the hot tub?
Wait, I said that backwards. One on the boats, three on land.
Something like that. Drinking in a hot tub will kill you.
Oh, really? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. Because you're sweating, but you don't really know it.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, and the heat gets your blood flowing, so you're done for. Chile, noon, Sunday, Fox. A lot of people going to tune in now, though. So that's good for them.
Yeah.
Like,
Fox has gone all in on this thing. I mean, the promos have been rolling. They have them on, like, they're airing their games on, you know, the main Fox station, I think, and FS1 with some alternate feeds and different stuff. I mean, if the women want, I know equal pay is a whole can of worms, but Fox Sports as a network has gone all in on this tournament and, you know, trying to do it the right way and just like it were, you know, an event on the men's side.
I think it's just a World Cup thing, a world stage, because they played
anything like international competition type stuff.
Well, they played Thailand back in 2016, and I pulled up the highlights, and they won 9-0. And when they scored goals, they just gave high fives. So it's got to be all the spotlight on them, wanting to show people they are the best.
I have no problem. I think their play did that, though. Their play did that. They didn't need the other stuff. Okay. That's my only thing.
Maybe it being the first match, you've waited 4 years, right, to kind of be back in this situation. That might have actually made it harder to not just get into it and celebrate and go crazy. Because if it was the third match and you were already kind of through as the
Where's one, the leadership?
The one seed. Well, you know, Hope Solo said, she just said the... You know, the manager here is not good. Cracks under the pressure. Is too doesn't take control.
Not much pressure when you're 13-0.
I know. This is maybe she can't control her players.
Do we think we would have spent an hour talking about it if they weren't celebrating?
Nope.
No. So
there we go.
No. I agree.
Maybe that was their point.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, regardless, the outcome for them is everybody's talking about this today. I don't know if that was their goal or if this is just a beneficial side effect, but we would have talked about 13-0 because that's outstanding. Like, that's outrageous in any tournament where the competition is allegedly even. But the celebration and Canadians calling us classless and the question marks from around the world now of, oh, dumb American, oh, like that ramps it up a bit and is going to turn 1-2 segments across sports radio in this country this morning into an hour or more. Because that's a really big deal. I realize that women's soccer and soccer in general just isn't as popular in this country, but this is a big deal. I mean, this really was dream team type stuff. This was the United States dominating internationally in a way that, frankly, has probably never been done before and may never be done before in a tournament like this.
We'll shift gears. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two next. Stick
yeah,
with
there,
us
there
right
was
here
other stuff that happened
on Fan Run Radio.